welcome to a brand new episode of the Bleeding Metal Podcast. I am your co-host, Kiki. My pronouns are she, her, and I am joined by my co-host.
My name is Pia. My pronouns are also she, her, and it's not just a new episode, it's a new season.
Yes, we took a little break so that we could bring back some new energy into the podcast and bring you a lot of surprises, which we are going to talk about on this short episode.
Yes, we already recorded some episodes in advance, mostly because I don't know if every one of you heard about this, but I'm pregnant with our second child, so I'll take a break by the beginning of the new year, the beginning of 2024. And so we decided to pre-record some episodes so that you out there won't have another break after a break.
And so yeah, that you maybe don't even notice that we're gone.
Yes, that I am gone.
So we have several episodes that are coming to you that we already have been working on since the summer. But this start of the season, we wanted to keep that one fresh. So we are recording this on November 3rd. So happy new season.
Yay. So what have we recorded already? We had a very cool episode with Lindsay Schoolcraft. That one's going to be online this month.
Yes. Lindsay Schoolcraft is a longtime friend of the podcast or of our medium. We have known her for over 12 years. Mm-hmm. And we have had her in several talks, which will be linked in the description of the upcoming episode. When you finally listen to our latest talk about artist burnout.
Then for December, we talked with Simon McMurdo. He wrote a book about Nightwish, about the lyrics or about the songs, about each and every single song that Nightwish ever released, covered, or whatever. So that was really interesting. We did a little nerd talk about Nightwish. And yeah, this book also is a good idea if you're still looking for a Christmas present for someone who likes the band. You can get it on Amazon, so it's going to be with you really quick. And yeah, that would be my recommendation for a metal fan for a Christmas present as well.
And that was a very insightful talk as well. It got very passionate as we exchanged all our knowledge about Nightwish. That was a fun talk. That was a fun episode that is coming to you in December. And as we then go over to the new year, the third episode that, well, full-length episode that is already in preparation is a talk about diversity and inclusion in the metal community. We talked to a new listener whom I met at Tuska Festival during our Tuska Forum by Bleeding Metal. And she had some really cool input about how we can make the metal community even more inclusive and less discriminatory, less gatekeepy, just yes, a more welcoming place for all people and all identities.
Yep, that was also very interesting.
Let us surprise you with what's coming afterwards. We have a lot of ideas. We have a lot of people who want to talk to us, actually. We have gotten some pretty interesting requests from bands and institutions. And we also want to talk about things that have been happening right now. One of those, for example, was a suggestion from our dear listener, Susana, from Brazil. Apparently, Within Temptation released an album recently. I haven't really been following Within Temptation's career after Hydra was not what I wanted to listen to. So, since that album, and it's been maybe a decade since mm-hmm. that one came out, I haven't been following their releases anymore. But apparently, their latest album deals a lot with women's rights and with topics around revolution. And apparently, Sharon Donadel, the amazing singer, has been getting a lot of backlash from that. And people on the internet have been telling her to leave politics out of music.
Hmm.
Which is exactly the opposite of what we tell bands all the time.
Yes.
I would love to have Sharon on the podcast. We only have had one short interview with her in the past. So that would be a dream come true. And yeah, we're working on it.
Yes. What I know up until now, I think we haven't talked about that in a while, is we're not sure yet what will happen to our bonus episodes. Maybe there will be one, maybe not. In the past season, I think we had one bonus episode per month. We cannot promise that there will be one every month from now on, but it's a bonus episode. So
it's extra. It's a gift.
We will see. All right.
We are doing our best to bring you some good content to listen to. So
let's have an update about what's going on in our lives at the moment.
Oh, my.
Yes. Do you want to start with your cats or do you want to start with the music you're listening to right now?
I was going to say my cats because right this moment, the two baby cats are at the vet. So I'm a worried cat mom over here.
Why are they there?
Okay, so I don't know if people know, but back in 2012, my partner and I adopted a little black cat called Stinky, and then we adopted a little sister for him called Pinky, and then we had them for over 10 years, and Stinky passed away this summer. It was very sudden. Well, not completely sudden, but his kidneys weren't working that well. We found that out in June. And then 2 months later, it was just not, he had just lost a lot of weight and it was not looking good. So we had to put him to sleep. It was very sad. And our other cat, Pinky, was going crazy alone. And we were also going crazy without a cuddly cat. And so we adopted two baby cats called Nyx and Nox. And they are 4 months old, 5 months old. And so since they are a girl and a boy, they need to be sterilized. And that's what's happening to the boy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we took them both in so that they get used to going to the vet. And, you know, that nothing bad happens there. Well, that's what's happening. We've had them for 3 weeks and it's been crazy. Baby cats are crazy. I had never had like that young cats.
Mm-hmm.
Like baby kittens eat all day long. They play all day long and oof. It was very exhausting in the beginning, but we're getting adjusted. Yeah.
How do they get along with your old cat? Do they interact?
Yeah, she has now grown fond of them, I think. In the beginning, she used to hiss at them a lot. But then I think they have now learned to respect each other's space. And yeah, and even play together sometimes.
Mm. My parents also adopted two baby cats a couple of years ago when they had an older cat as well. And it took them some time to get used to each other. But I think that baby animals have kind of protection so that they're not seen as a rival like other adult cats might be seen. So that might be a bit easier to bring them together.
Could be, yeah. And now that the boy is getting sterilized, I think that also changes things in the whole order of... Well, in the whole hierarchy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been interesting for all of us. And very sweet. I melt all the time, you know, when the head of the kitty cat is smaller than your hand and you can barely pet it because it's so small.
Yeah.
Really cute. Yes. That's what has been happening. In my household, also, it is now the middle of autumn. As you can hear, I have a bit of a flu. But I'm going back to ice skating, which is a lot of fun.
Yay, that's nice.
Yes. How about you?
As I already said, we're going to have our second child in January. So we do a lot of preparations for that right now because we also moved some rooms within our house. So we used to sleep in the ground floor and now we sleep in the first floor. And also we want to have two rooms for our children so that later on each can have a room on their own. But at the moment, we want to have the room with the clothes and stuff like that in the basement and first floor, a room where they can, where they have a kind of indoor playground, because we used to go to playgrounds a lot in summer. And now that it's getting cold and dark early and rainy and everything, that's a bit difficult. And our child definitely needs some space to run around and to play around. And that's what we are doing right now. So our guest room moves in the basement and we will create an indoor playground for our children. That's what that's the main thing we're doing right
that's
now.
That's so cool.
Yay. My husband should, we planned that he gets a surgery in just a couple of days, but the doctor who should have done that or should do that, he hurt his hand. So they had postpone that to late December, a few days before Christmas, but at least before our second child is there.
Yeah. So
that he can recover and hopefully the child won't be here too early, won't get birth too early. So yeah, I hope that'll work. So these are the two things that are going on in our life at the moment.
Oh, that's a lot.
I still have to work a couple of days. I counted that. 21 days left for me at work. Until I have, it's called Mutterschutz, mother protection in Germany. So
parental
in Germany,
leave.
When you, parental leave. When you get a child, then your employer has to, or you're allowed to leave work 6 weeks before the child is born. And you get paid fully, partly by your employer and partly by your healthcare. And you're allowed to say, no, I want to work more. But since it's exhausting to be pregnant and have a little child in total, so I decided to leave when I'm allowed to leave. And that's going to be in early December. So I'm looking forward to that.
Did you not do that last time?
I also did that last time because I thought, I don't know what's happening when I have a child. And I want to have some time for myself as well.
Of course.
Yeah. Last time for a very few, for a very long period of time, a few weeks just for myself.
That's necessary. That's good.
Yes, that's it. So I don't really have that much time for hobbies. Of course, as you can hear, I do podcasting still, but I barely have the time for gaming, which is sad for me because I just started Diablo 4, which is already out since June.
A few months.
Yeah, I restarted because I started weeks before and I didn't play long hours. So I thought, okay, well, I can start all over again. And yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since I played it the last time. So I hope that I will one day find some time to continue the story, to finish it at least once. And there are so many cool games out there at the moment, like Final Fantasy 16, which I would like to play, Spider-Man 2, and also the Pikachu crime game. That sounds very interesting for me. And I would also like to play that one. And there will be another Pokemon DLC out on December 14th. I definitely going to play that because the last one took, I think, 5 hours for the normal story, for everything, plus a couple of minutes to finish the Pokédex. So I definitely gonna finish that before Christmas. And then let's see which of the games will be under my Christmas tree.
Nice. That sounds good.
What are you gaming right now?
Me? I am in my private time. I'm still playing a lot of Destiny 2 with friends on my Twitch channel. I am currently playing Little Nightmares 2 after I finished Alice Madness Returns, which was a very cool gothic kind of, very gothic take on the Alice in Wonderland story. It's a sequel, so the story was actually a little more deviated a lot more from the classic tale, but it was really interesting to find out what happened, because it's a little like detective-ish and there's a lot of platforming, and it's a pretty old game, so it was very unnerving sometimes. I developed a hate-loved relationship with that game because it was just so frustrating. The mechanics were really frustrating at some point, like at times, but it looked really nice and the story was really interesting. So I liked playing that one. And yeah, since I finished that, I started playing Little Nightmares 2. That's also a sequel. Little Nightmares 3 is coming up next year and it's apparently a co-op. So I'm very excited about that one. And I'm also close to finishing Biomutant, which is a game I stream on a different channel, the Women in Games channel, where different, as the name says, female gamers get showcased. And we do a lot of charity streams there as well. So I'm going to link that channel in the show notes. Before we go over to our next topic, I also wanted to mention that on my Twitch channel, we do once a month a music stream, which is called Heavy Friday Metal Chats. We watch the latest metal videos, and sometimes people also suggest non-metal videos, which is fine. And we talk about them and recommend music to each other, and that is pretty cool. That will be happening. It happens always towards the second half of every month. And last month, we had two music streams because a friend of mine was very adamant in recommending we do a Radiohead stream together. Mm-hmm. And Radiohead is obviously not metal, but is a band that I have listened to throughout my life. We all know, of course, the classic hit. But I didn't know how very political they were. Mm-hmm. Just going through their whole discography and getting to know a little more of what was happening in the UK back then, and how even what came before them, right? What influenced them was really interesting. And so to go onwards to the question about what we've been listening to recently, I have been listening to some Radiohead.
Nice.
Among a lot of other stuff, but I realized that I don't know the later Radiohead albums, and those are worth a listen for sure. Another video that we recently watched there is a video by The Monistic. That is the name of the band. It's a German band, friends of ours. The music video came out a month ago, actually, and it's called Shell Shock by The Monistic. I wanted to mention that because we don't really do reviews a lot in the podcast anymore. Mm-hmm. But we do have bands that from time to time reach out to us with a new video, with a new single, with a new album. And what I have been recently doing, especially when it's a video, is telling them about the Heavy Friday streams on my channel, because that's somewhere that you can be sure we're going to watch it and we might talk about it. But we also have in pre-production a short bonus episode where we talk about other releases that we have been, that have reached us in the past months. So I thought We should mention that one as well.
Yes.
So yeah, if you're a band and you want to show us your music video, reach out to me, especially over Instagram, and do join the Twitch streams if you have the time and if you want. What have you been listening to, Pia?
I was at an NSOK concert by the beginning of October, and I'm gonna go to another concert by them in the beginning of December. That'll be my last concert for a very long time, I think. So I keep the hype up that I have since the last concert. And I also created a playlist. I have YouTube Music as my streaming platform, and I created the playlist with the set list of the concert I went to, and like to listen to that a lot because they also did a cover of Linkin Park, One Step Closer, which was very cool.
Nice.
And they had a very cool support band that is called Fixation. They just released their debut album by the end of September, and that's the other album that I'm listening to a lot right now. And since we're going towards the end of the year, and I'm pretty sure we might have a recap of the year for this podcast and as well for my other podcasts, I try to catch up on what I've been missing or what I paid attention to this year but didn't listen a lot, like the new Quellatag album or the new Currents album. There have been some cool releases this year, and I didn't pay that much attention because of other projects, because of work, child, pregnancy, everything. So yeah, that's what I do at the moment. But I can really recommend Fixation. If you like metalcore, post-hardcore, then you should definitely check them out.
All right. Talking about recommendations, I've also been listening to Meet Me at the Altar, which our listener Sarah recommended. The interview is going to come out in January, so this is a spoiler. But they are really cool, and I didn't know they only have one album out. The band seems pretty fresh. I've been hearing this name, Meet Me at the Altar, for so long, though, that I thought they have been around for much longer. But talking about concerts as well, I am going to see Holding Absence.
Nice.
Very soon.
I like their latest album a lot.
Yeah, that one, it's still growing on me, but there are a few songs that I really like by them that I hope they will play. I'm really looking forward to them. Yes.
Cool. Any plans for next year, like festivals or concerts for you?
Not just yet, but some lineups are being announced right now that look pretty interesting. Probably Tuska, of course, especially if we do the Tuska Forum by Bleeding Metal again. How about you?
I hope that I will be able to go to concerts by the second half of the year again. We will see if that's possible, but by the end of November, I will go to a Let's Dance show. My husband is a very big fan of Let's Dance. That's a TV show here in Germany. You might know it from the US, maybe. There it's called Dancing with the Stars. And they also have a tour where you can go and see them live as well. And we will do that by the end of November with a friend of ours. And that will be the first time where our child will spend the night with my parents. And if that works well, I am pretty sure that I'll visit some concerts by the second half of 2024 again, when our second child is a bit older and I can go away for a bit more than just 1 or 2 hours. Because in the beginning, it'll need me for sure. So yeah, that it won't be possible. But with our first child, when it was 6 months old, I went to an Electric Callboy concert, and that went pretty well. So
nice. That's,
fingers crossed that that it will be like that again.
Yeah, that's it on the news front, kind of. We will be back later this month with Lindsay Schoolcraft to talk about artist burnout and why, even though we love our favorite bands and want to see them out there touring, doing their thing all the time, we also need to give them a break from time to time.
Yes, and it's always better to quote unquote give them a break than if you don't do that, they might be gone forever at some point. Mm. And that's the last thing that we want. So bands, take your break if you need them and then come back stronger.
I was going to say, of course, that's not on us. We cannot send our, our favorite bands on vacation, right? But we can support them and not complain about them and give them shit on the internet when they actually take breaks, go on vacations.
Buy the merch instead or spend some money or whatever. Listen to their albums on streaming platforms. Support them in other ways because not many bands live from their music. Most of them have day jobs and everything, but still, it's a good thing if you don't have to spend all your private money for your band. And so, I think every euro is appreciated.
True. And talking about support, you can support us by telling your friends about the podcast, following us on social media. We are at Bleeding Metal Pod. We're especially active on Instagram. You can follow me at KikiGG87 and Pia.
Power_Pia.
Exactly. We're also the most active on Instagram. And see you soon. Don't forget to subscribe and such. And thank you so much for listening.
Bye-bye.